Okay, it's Greasy Conversation. It's the actual show now. The pre-show, you might have noticed, was only like 30 seconds long this time. That's okay.
And you like it.
Yeah, and you like it. Get ready for liking things. Get ready for things happening you like near you. Today is a special episode because Awesome Possum people are here. Some of the people that are in a band called Awesome Possum are here, and we like it. It's allowed. They weren't here just like it's on purpose. We expected them. Ooh, how about your song ending that way?
Excuse me.
Oh, remix. Yes. So it's here. It's happening. There's wheels nearby. I want to just double check that the live feed is really being lively. That one's going. Those people have it. There's a... Oh, I can see a picture of us on the screen. I
nice.
Like it.
That-
All right, that's how professional people respond to their own endeavors that they do professionally.
Can you all hear me through the beak?
Oh, yeah.
My through feet the beak? Through the mic? Sweet.
Sweet. Yo. Hey.
Wow.
Test?
We're in there.
Test?
Yeah, you know, it's not that that much in your way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's totally, oh, cool. I found my
You're making that work, man.
Yeah, I'm feeling it.
Got that.
Now you're going to do your grand reveal. We're going to do introductions now. It's going to be, let's find out who they are. Who is Awesome Possum? Who are they? Who are they?
Where are they?
What are they?
I ask myself that question every day.
Yeah, take your clothes off that are in the way. People that are listening at RadioVegas.rocks, you can also watch at us. And see what's happening simultaneously at Greasy Conversation, the page on Facebook. So you know how to go find pages on Facebook.
Don't be lazy.
Yeah, don't be lazy. So we have Aries here. He's not wearing a mask. He's to my left. You don't hear him to your left because I'm not panning. We're not going to pan here. And then we have this guy with the posies by his face for plague safety. Right?
Yes. Yes, all that miasmatic air out there right now has really been killing me, so I decided that it was good to wear some protection.
Yeah, we got a leak at our house.
Yeah, when I knew that I was coming over here with you, I was like, definitely wear some protection.
My house mold.
A leak at your house? Like a leak of plants and stuff that are...
No, I like...
Okay, because I combined the two.
Pipes and shit.
Okay.
Like a legit leak.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to take it all serious. This is supposed to be.
Yeah, no.
Lighthearted. That's deep shit.
Yeah, it hurts. I can shower when someone else takes a shower.
On
the first floor.
So you have to do it in pairs?
No. I just wait till someone takes a shower on the second floor, and then I go downstairs and stand like in my living room, and I take a shower under them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I was doing it in the backyard for
That's
a while.
Convenient.
That sounds romantic, even.
Yeah, you get to wash yourself with someone's booty sweat. it's the closest form of bonding.
As long as they use soap, it kind of equals out, right?
Totally.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. I am like legally blind now, so I am in a grand.
Yeah, I look at it. Supposed to be, it's dramatically occurring. Oh, there's a stinger for each instance of clothing you remove. There's more. Get ready. Yeah.
That one's even worse.
Keep going.
Hella right. Ugly.
I'm keeping the sun hat, though.
All this reveal for that?
Damn.
God damn.
Fail.
Put that shit back on.
The lights in here are good for my complexion.
It's like they're ruthless.
Let me go ahead and just keep that guy rolling.
All right, so we're going to do what we do here on this show most of all, and that's spin wheels. We didn't do it the last couple episodes because... the government was against us. So now that we've killed our genetic doppelganger that had taken over our identity and murdered our wives.
Yeah, that was a rough week, man.
Yeah, that was hard shit. So now we spin wheels. So, Aries, spin a wheel.
Oh, snap.
Oh, I made it be weird. Okay.
You know what they say? Spin the wheel, break a deal.
Yeah.
Or is it backwards?
What I do, though.
Break those deals.
Break the deal, spin the wheel. What did you do?
Oh, yeah. See that wheel spinning?
See it spinning?
Yeah, it's cool, man.
Embrace the circular hood.
It's high tech.
Write a movie.
Oh, we get to do a movie right away. All right.
All right.
Keep a hold of that thing. swipe up all the way to where you get to settings.
Big money, big money, big money.
Settings.
Oh,
no.
Oh, wait. Oh, wait.
On the side there. There you go. All the way down. All the way down at the bottom there.
All right. We're going to spin that settings wheel.
This thing doesn't go so fast.
Big money, big money, big money. No whammies.
Whoa.
No whammies.
Under the summer. The sea.
There'll be whammies.
Under the sea.
Respin.
All right, spin it again.
Okay, so one of our settings is going to be under the sea.
So this movie takes place under the sea somehow.
Under the sea.
Part or all of it.
One of the settings is under the sea.
Here goes the respin.
You got the respin.
Just like our favorite.
High school.
High school?
An undersea high school.
Oh my god.
That sounds
kind of dope. This sounds like we're just writing the new Little Mermaid.
You get thrown out of little regular high school, and you got to go to underwater high school where you drown.
You got to figure out how to live.
Yeah, this is for the bad kids.
Yeah, you better figure out your hardships associated.
Yeah,
fucking punk. All right, scroll up one wheel.
While you're preparing to spin the wheel, I just want to mention that this movie, we've already got a sponsorship locked in place.
Oh, yeah?
But it's not a sponsorship of the movie. It's a business thing that we're sponsoring as a movie, and that's Bud Light Platinum. We gave them 8 of our sponsorship-funded dollars from that fund, and in exchange for that, we received 6 instances of their product. So Aries and Germs are using that right now. Oh, no, you're not.
There's totally one near you.
Oh, no, this one's me, too. And I am.
Does someone want to give me a Bud Light Platinum? I don't mind double fisting.
I didn't mouth this one yet. I just opened it in preparation.
There should be one right behind you, my friend.
There's one scattered all about because that's how we bathe in our sponsorship gladness.
Yeah. That is the refrigerated casket of doom.
Yeah, does everyone have enough Bud Light Platinum on the earth around
get one
you?
For Waz.
I don't think there is enough.
Waz, why don't you take this back? Because I still got some of my voodoo. It is here.
Just sniff on it first. And describe the aroma.
Here, you know what I'm going to do? This awesome. Might seem a little dirty, but I'm going to sniff.
Mix the two!
I'm going to sniff this
one. Mine now.
It's kind of like watching porn while you fuck your girlfriend.
Yeah, he's sniffing one while drinking the other.
I feel like I'm going to get it up my nose here.
That looked really risky.
It was.
Did you want your Bud Light?
No, I'm okay.
These guys.
I don't want to apologize to my girlfriend because I just totally remembered that she's watching this right now. And I love
you. She doesn't know that you're usually watching porn while you make love to her?
Oh, no, she knows.
Oh. she was really distracted.
No, she's just really cool with it.
Was she watching a different channel? Like she got her own vision while you got your vision?
Dude.
Like you guys are on like different pages?
This is... I don't want to go any deeper into the subject. So about that, underwater high school.
Yeah, underwater high school.
I'm probably going to be going to it soon.
VR goggles. You guys are just like dude's not even spell. Looking at each other with goggles on, just that, mouth open, drooling, just
bumping into each other in the dark. We both have VR goggles of porn that we made of the other person.
Oh,
so we're just fucking ourselves the entire time.
That's hot.
Yeah,
I can do that.
Yeah, American Psycho style.
That's what you're going to want when you're old. That's the thing. When you're old as fuck, you're just going to be VR and young versions of yourself while you're doing it.
Start recording now, folks.
Yeah, I was just about to say, you got to get an archive going. Yeah.
Sorry, can we cuss on here? We can cuss on here, right?
Yeah, it's
cool.
The internet.
Fuck. Awesome. No. Sweet.
Fuck no.
Cool. I was like, because if we can't do that, then I definitely went way too far with everything. Yeah.
You're already
children
this
listen
all
to the show, guys.
Yeah,
children that are gonna learn about life.
Yeah.
We're just equipping.
I feel like
for
if you are a kid and you're tuning in right now, that you're probably gonna grow up to be someone important.
Yeah,
that's right.
You're fucking set. Kid.
We make sure of it.
Or you're gonna grow up to huff inhalants out of a brown paper bag. Either one of those two 50-50. Things is gonna happen to you. Yeah, it's definitely a 50-50 shot.
But it like equals out, you know. I mean, you know, be successful, huff and paint. I mean, it's you know.
You know, some people. I hear some people can do both.
Yeah.
I hear that's how Zuckerberg did it.
Well, doubt it.
I forgot to mention also I'm Waz, and Mallow's over there, and he's guarding all the fudge. Yeah. He's guarding a sick supply of Winkleman treats.
Yeah.
So Winkleman
fudge.
Winkleman.
If you're listening,
get it.
Dude,
if you're listening out there, Winkleman.
www.winklemanfudge.com.
We're guarding your treats.
Did you pack all that fudge yourself?
We watched it.
Every day, man.
We supervised it.
Because, I mean, that's a lot.
Hashtag dad joke.
That's a lot. I'd be impressed.
I'm a professional. What can I say?
It's not gay to watch other people have gay sex.
That is borderline.
Not at
all. Like, at that point, you might be conspiring to do some gay shit.
Oh, but it's okay if you've got, if it leads to delicious treats.
Gay shit.
Yeah. I'm super gay for Winkleman fudge. If that's a gender, if I can be fudge gendered.
No, you can be anything gendered you want now.
Yeah, dude.
You just make it up and it's
that's
a thing.
The whole thing. Just make stuff up. Yeah, and
my
do
fudge
it.
Self.
Yeah. Yeah, your fudge self. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, you're golden.
So what's our other thing lines in the movie? As far as the movie goes.
Oh, yeah. Wait, there's a movie thing. All right.
So undersea high school.
We have an
what's
undersea
the next
high
one?
School.
That
the female
right
lead?
There. Female lead.
Okay.
We got to see our main squeeze in this movie. Season. Possibly.
Exciting.
She could be a
soulmate. It was about to land on Missy Elliott. But we got Mila Kunis.
Mila Kunis.
Let's have Missy Elliott, too.
Did I say that right?
Yeah, it's Mila, 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 Mila.
You guys, it's the 20th of the month, and that means that we have to take both female leads nearby. We have to take Missy Elliott, too.
Yeah. Snap. Okay.
Beep, beep. Okay, who's got the keys to the Jeep?
Missy Elliott meets Mila Kunis.
Hey. Yeah. They're on both in the movie.
High school?
Yeah, they're both teachers.
Dude, right? This movie sounds dope.
I feel like Missy Elliott should be the teacher and Miley Kunis should be like the plucky like grad student.
That's how
like
it
she's
is.
Just trying to make her own way and teach is like, I'm gonna show you some shit.
Yo.
It's in the movie.
Straight up.
All right. Scroll up, we got
Mila Kunis.
So we're just going up from
Missy,
here.
Missy Mila.
Okay, got you. So male lead. Boom.
See what,
suspense.
Harrison Ford.
Yes.
Oh my God.
This
totally
this
my
movie.
Second favorite right. Ford.
Yo, we're going on adventures and recovering ancient artifacts in space.
We'll see.
Harrison Ford and President Gerald Ford. We have a double Ford movie.
Yeah, you're so president.
President Gerald Ford too. All
right.
Also, he's still alive, right?
Sure. Can Henry Ford be in it too?
Oh, that's all right. So we got Will
Smith. He's the auto shop teacher.
What is Will
Smith? That'd be great.
He's spinning Will Smith, wondering what Will Smith is. That's the wheel we spin to determine which version of Will Smith we get. So we got
His every one of our movies has Will Smith in it.
So we got Hitch right. Wheel.
Yes, we haven't had Hitch in a while.
Hitch Wheel.
Dude, you have no idea how significant that is. We haven't had a good Hitch Wheel in a minute.
Yeah.
We always get...
Will Smith is pretty boss.
Okay, so Will Smith is...
From the movie
is trying to hook up Harrison Ford with Mila Kunis, but it's like super bad... And Missy Elliott's like not about it. She's gonna turn him into CPS. It's a really pervy underwater sea movie.
But no, Missy Elliott wants to get with Harrison Ford, so Will Smith is also trying to hook Missy Elliott up with Harrison Ford.
Yeah,
proper.
So
I want to see
Missy's,
that
Missy's,
in the underwater high school.
Yeah. I want to see those babies.
So Missy's motivation the whole time is not really to protect Miley Kunis from old man fingers, but to get old man fingered.
That's the name of the movie.
Old Man Fingered Under the Sea. The sequel.
Old Man Fingers.
You've seen Old Man Fingers, but now Old Man Fingers Under the Sea.
You know what?
Cool.
You
know,
I have
next year, tune in to Old Man Fingers in Space.
I have in my show notes a note like that says, what can we do to get more female fans? And
less misogyny?
This is it.
Oh, yeah.
Old Man Fingers.
We're hitting that target,
dog. On the road.
Yeah.
You are on the road. The first steps have been taken.
So with that in the back of your mind, witness all our failures.
Yes.
All right, last piece of the puzzle. We got plots. plot. We got to spin at least two.
More than one plot must be squished together to make it a novel modern movie. Because right, so nothing course, modern is not comedy. A mashup.
Oh, we got the generic comedy.
Like it wasn't going to be a comedy anyway.
Yeah, right.
I'm all bitter. It's my own wheel.
Okay, worse than over-the-top comedy. All
right. Okay, well, this is goodness. Good because over-the-top over-the-top can also be a 1980s era Sylvester Stallone movie about arm wrestling.
Yes. So over-the-top means it's also about arm wrestling.
Yeah.
That's another... You guys are getting into the secret things in the show. Yeah,
arms,
great.
Arms leads to hands, which always leads to the fingers.
It's true.
This fall...
Yes!
All will be fingered.
Arms leads to hands.
All right. And then that's it?
Yeah, that's it. That's the movie.
Arms lead to hands. Cool. I
so we've got
see
a
movie.
Really freaky, rapey... undersea...
Well, you gotta take it there, dog.
Biracial...
It felt like it was going there.
Arm wrestling movie where everyone gets fingered.
It's consensual, right? It's the
Ford.
Consensual kind
by
of
Harrison birth. Ford. Yeah. While Will Smith coaches. You know, he's he's hit, so he's like, get in there, dog. Right? Nah, right. Like this. You know,
yeah. It's like, what are you doing? Like,
I call this the car wash.
You just did the wax on, wax off.
Oh, man.
Oh, nice. Man.
You can't give up now. You got to get your head in the game.
Yeah.
All right. Get in there with them fingers.
It's so salty.
I know they're all pruning up, but, you know.
There's so many names to this movie.
What are you trying to
say
about that poonanny, man?
So, you know.
Hey, man. I mean, it's underwater, bro.
Yeah, you know.
No, right. I forgot.
That's why everyone
keeps throwing me off.
That's why everyone's fingering. Underwater sex is most definitely the most uncomfortable sex you can have.
Right.
Which makes it all the more worthwhile.
Yeah.
So that's the lesson.
This movie's definitely PG-13.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
That's totally, you don't get pregnant that way, right? When it's in the bathtub? That's the
true.
Thing, right?
We're underwater, true. So you're safe yeah. Everywhere.
You know, yeah. I'm not sure, but this is the sea, so that's a bathtub full of salt. I feel like salt.
Yeah.
That's salt. Like salting the earth.
Salt makes you less pregnant, for
salting
sure.
Salting the womb, for sure, yeah. Nothing will ever grow in there again, I'm sure. Except for oysters.
Oysters are hot, though.
Oysters
of the womb.
Shit.
Womb oysters.
Oh, my gosh. Oh my gosh, someone take us away from this movie, please.
So oh, no.
I really want someone to
dive
take
in
this.
There.
I hired
you
some
dive in there and ride that wave, man.
I hired some scientists to study our content and find out why we're not attracting female listeners.
Oh yeah.
And they came up with two words, and those were womb oysters.
In the survey.
For every
womb oysters
of the word,
are
womb
not
oysters.
Popular.
Your yeah. Viewership goes down by 50%.
Every time you mention womb oysters.
You know, it's sad that women can't keep the perspective. I mean, we're all womb oysters at one time or another.
Womb oysters are a beautiful thing, sure.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Sometimes I wish I was a womb oyster again.
Aw.
You know?
This is making me hungry.
Oh, man.
So, you guys, we need, like, plots, right? How did we go on the plots? Oh, comedy. We need
it's
one more plot.
It's over-the-top comedy.
I declare three plots. We need a
all
third
right.
plot.
We'll spin it again.
Yeah. Re-spin the plots.
Bud Light.
Bud Light Platinum. It has to be Platinum, otherwise it's...
Platinum.
It's fucking Bud Light if it's not Platinum.
Right.
When it's Platinum, it's 6% alcohol, triple filtered... And a significantly more soda-like flavor. It's easier going down.
Oh,
Bud Light Platinum.
Horror.
Damn,
over the top comedy horror. So it's not going to be like Scary Movie fucking 3 or something like that.
I'm sorry, but before we...
I like the first one.
Before
like
we announce the subcategory, this was already kind of frightening me. So, I mean, it makes sense.
Oh, then it's going to get better, man.
Yeah. I've had nightmares about getting fingered by Harrison Ford. Vivid... Nightmares.
How many times have you watched Star Wars, man? Like,
right.
Dude, a lot.
What were you doing while watching Star Wars?
I love it. So we just got to throw in that, like, you know, I mean, Mila Kunis, her badge eats Harrison Ford. And that's the movie. All right, yeah, just... wrap that up in a neat little bow, you know, throw it to the writer's room. That's good.
So you think we're almost greenlit?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We got tons of writers.
Yeah.
Oh, well, sweet, dude.
They take it off. They take it from here.
Like
yeah,
that.
It's already greenlit. We just got to, you know, we just got to spitball a little bit and they take it over and then.
Next summer, there's going to be dude. Hella sea fingering.
maybe Missy Elliott is a werewolf.
What?
There's a horror movie. I could see her being the sea wolf.
Underwater
sea movie. Wolf.
Yeah.
Dude, this movie is freaking gnarly, bro.
Yeah, like, she wants geez. To devour all those that straight Ford up. Fingers. For if Elliot is not getting fingered, then no one
what
gets
if she's
fingered.
Like a werewolf shark type
Whoa.
Thing.
Sea wolf
yeah.
of much cartilage.
But also where like half werewolf, half were shark. Right?
Yeah, so like sharks are the predator of the sea, so I mean like wolf,
yeah.
shark, like
it works.
Right. She turns into a shark, but she also howls at the moon and has fur, I guess, for some reason, just because.
This sounds like it's just Missy Elliott.
Cartilage?
You're just describing Missy Elliott.
Not a difficult costume. The CG will be affordable.
Dude, yeah.
Yeah.
We came in under our CG budget.
I'm just picturing Missy Elliott covered in, like, ping pong balls and stuff. Trying to motion capture her and stuff.
You gotta
Watts is, like, already behind the scenes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, DVD commentary. Yeah,
yeah, he's got commentary right. planned.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. Okay, you guys. This Woo! Summer, under the sea, Missy Elliott, also some sharks.
What was the title again? Underwater?
It was
Fingers.
Ford Fingers.
Ford Fingers. All will be fingered.
Yeah.
Elliot, Kunis, Smith, Ford, Sylvester Stallone
fingers.
As the arm wrestling coach.
Where the
All
fuck
will
did
be
he
fingered.
Come from?
No one is not fingered. No one escapes. Well, you guys.
Yeah.
This is going to be good.
It's like, now. This is like Deep Blue Sea meets.
Some, like any porn?
Yeah, like any. Yeah, like any
pretty
porn.
Pretty much, yeah.
Any porn.
The real challenge is going to be doing this movie without Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah, that's. I mean, it's always tough making movies without Leo.
Yeah.
I mean, we manage, you know.
Yeah, since he passed away, we've got to make do.
Yeah.
No, that's how we set up the sequel. It's kind of like Bride of Chucky, like at the end. All those that got fingered and actually did get pregnant under the sea, although no one thought it was possible. In the end, Leo just pops out like just the baby, but with Leo's head. And that's going to be the sequel.
Right,
he comes
like,
back.
There goes your Oscars.
Return of the
Sorry,
fingers.
No Oscars for you guys.
Yeah.
Aww. Oscarless.
Yeah.
Is it time we roll another wheel of topic of doing stuff and just declare this movie all the way greenlit?
It's pretty greenlit.
I declare it.
We got funding.
We need another time.
All right.
Cheers, everybody.
Let's make germs. Roll the wheel on down the road.
All right, yeah. I was having all the fun. I'm just passing it.
Yeah, you got the maximum wheel.
I'm sorry. I'm bad at sharing.
It's okay. I like to watch.
Still haven't learned that one.
I like to watch. That's how Ford Fingered happened. All right. The wheel of wheels. I just...
You touch it, yeah. Spin it. What does the wheel say?
Meditation.
Yeah. Meditation.
Okay. Meditation.
You guys. Like metal meditation?
Meditation, yeah.
I like
Which
that.
This,
I do
this,
that already. Like,
this brings to yeah. mind a quote. It brings to mind a quote that I had prepared before we spoke
yeah.
about this. So
share us your quote.
We've been keeping a a list of band quotes going on in the house. And, oh, wait, no, that's porn.
wait, while you're finding the band quotes thing, I have a story on that. I went to get a haircut at the teen haircut place, the place where people go to haircut school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where you're like, oh, I want to go to school for haircuts. You go to this thing,
oh,
and then
yeah,
you
yeah,
cut
yeah.
strangers' hair as part of getting credits, right?
Yeah.
So I was one of those creepy strangers getting my haircut. And she's like, what do you want your haircut to look like? And I was like, Darren Stevens, that astronaut on Bewitched. Here, let me pull up a picture. Meanwhile, just hitting the private button on like the browser and the phone doesn't mean that it doesn't stay there when you go back to view things again in the browser.
Yep.
So it was like some like cartoon pony with a like disproportionately large, very visible vagina or something.
Oh, nice.
No, it wasn't a pony, but it was a cartoon humping another cartoon. I think it was Adventure Time. I think it was Princess Bubblegum and the Lumpy.
I think I know the exact picture you're talking about.
There's more than one.
Oh, my God. That's the
Why
scary
do y'all know
thing.
This?
Yeah, so that was there.
Problems.
The thing is, on one hand, it was like, oh no, get the porn away, because a stranger is seeing it suddenly. But on the other hand, she probably didn't know what she was looking at. She probably had no clue what that was.
Well, also, like, at this point in time, like, do you really care? Who doesn't? You know what I mean? Do you really care? I find it hard to care. Like, it happens to me all the time where I'm like, oh, that's porn. And, like, I find it hard to care.
Yeah.
Well, while we're on cutting your hair stories, I got my hair cut by a dwarf once. It was the most amazing experience of my life. It really was. She had this little stool, which she would take to one side of my head, come up, cut one side of my hair, move the stool. And you guys ever get your hair shampooed? Dude, the fingers. The fingers were the best. Whoa, I can't even explain it.
Man.
Anyways.
Why is this like the finger edition?
Dude, a lot of fingers happened.
This happened. So as we're talking
of
about
littler people are the best fingers.
So we're about to pull into meditation, and I have something for you guys to divulge on. This is the basis for our band. Ian Garcia told us that butterflies are so metal because they endure weeks in a self-made sarcophagus. There's nothing more metal than that.
It's true.
Very true.
It's pretty metal. It's pretty metal when he said it too.
It was totally out of nowhere too.
Straight up.
Yeah.
All right, so we're gonna dive into a guided meditation.
Yeah.
Do we have a
specific stance for this?
Yeah, you want to relax as many body muscles as you can, but tighten all your mind muscles.
Yeah.
So flex your
and
muscles
your butthole
of the mind and your butthole because they're tied together forever.
Yeah.
And then, like, loosen the muscles of the non-butthole.
I just shit.
You did the opposite!
I'm sorry, I have a hard time with this.
You don't want to loosen the mind and the butthole at the same time. So, you're on a mystic beach and there's sand and you like it. The sand's really soft. You're totally getting really relaxed. Take all your money.
And give it to me. All right, let's go buy a gun.
How many bitcoins do you have?
Wait, what? Hold on. I don't think I like this meditation.
You're getting more and more relaxed.
This is how ISIS happens.
You're not gonna...
This is how they've been getting in right here.
This meditation might work better with a little scopolamine. I shit again.
Hey, guys. No, let's really relax. But come on. Yeah, you guys, you're going to fucking relax, okay?
You just have to fucking go with it. Right?
God damn, these waves are too loud.
Take all your money.
They got really wavy.
Take all your money.
Wavy, bro.
Take all your money.
Go buy a gun. And then we're going to go rob banks, all right? And it's going to be cool.
Then you
it's
take the money from that.
Punk. It's going to be kick-ass.
It's going to
be
so punk.
Fuck. Right?
Rob those banks. Send us that cash. Non-traceable cryptocurrency. We prefer the Wu-Tang currency. It's called cream. Yeah. You know, it's real. Did you guys hear about the Wu-Tang currency?
I was listening to it. I was actually listening to it while
it
I was
really?
Taking a shit earlier. I did my homework on your guys' podcast.
Dude,
really
I need
did.
Some cream, bro.
We yeah. created...
I can really get cream, me. Though.
Helping you relieve yourself is
and not
what
just
this
from the
is
grocery store.
For.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Definitely. I mean, I've honestly, like, I've been stopped up for a week now. Dude, you guys are going to have to
what,
clean
cream?
Out this chair. Yeah, no.
It's
worth
There's
it. Cream everywhere.
Dude, you got it. Stacking cream.
Yeah.
Oh. The
meditation.
The cream of your previous meals?
Yes. Which were in themselves cream.
On that note, you guys, gotta get relaxed. Come on.
Matter.
Yeah, get on that beach.
I don't know. I felt like while I was meditating, I was told to do a lot of bad things.
No,
I'll try
this
again.
Time.
No, nah, not if you're Patrick Swayze from Point Break. Those are all good things.
Find the driver's side window of your neighbor's car. Break that window. Break it all the way. Climb in the driver's side window of your neighbor's car. Climb in.
Yep.
You're going to pull apart the section under the steering wheel console. You're going to look for a red and a white wire. You're going to take the knife that I had you grab earlier and then slowly remove the insulation without cutting the wires. And bring these two wires together. Give it a little gas. And we're going to give you an address in the description below this video to bring that car to. There's going to be a gate. And you're going to knock on the gate and say that Chapo sent you. We're going to bring that neighbor's car in there. And you're going to get so relaxed. You're going to have so much inner peace. All your problems are going to go away.
Dude, I've done this meditation before. This sucks. Every time I do this meditation, I wake up naked by the interstate.
That's the best part, man.
Now you've reached the end of the meditation where you begin to take off your clothes and head towards the interstate.
Congratulations, Dwayne.
Congratulations, you've received inner peace. Now, this address, this is where you send the money. You'll totally get a prayer towel. Prayer towels for everyone.
Everyone.
Maybe
prayer towels.
I feel like this is one of those meditation that it's going to make you long for more meditations. You guys are selling cigarettes here is what you're doing.
Super addictive meditation.
Yes.
It's like
will ruin your life. Thus, you need more meditation. Meditate to feel better.
It's like chiropractors of the mind. You guys, we did it. We're so relaxed. Fuck yeah.
I'm pretty relaxed right now.
We're so relaxed.
Right. And then after this, we're going to reenact Gone in 60 Seconds and make a shit ton of money. Run from the cops. 5 stars. Grand Theft Auto time. It's gonna be super relaxing.
I'm trying to go all the way to 6.
Yeah,
oh,
6 stars.
6 star yeah. Block, man.
Six badges.
Damn, I'm not relaxed enough for that, man. I don't know.
SWAT
if I could handle
teams, tanks, and all that.
So I don't know if I could be that relaxed.
Until you've stolen a helicopter, you haven't really achieved inner peace.
It's true.
Dude, what would I do with it, though? Whenever I think about stealing a helicopter, I just
don't know.
Don't...
I looked at being a pilot the other day.
I'd probably immediately crash it.
So it's like a lot of responsibility to not die.
Apparently,
just get a drone instead.
You just need a lot of money and some time.
Yeah. Some
it's
time.
Expensive. I'm thinking about it.
See, drones you can crash so many times without dying compared to airplanes. That's where I'm...
I feel like if you're in the drone... I don't feel like that's the case.
You do not want to ride in my drones. Don't ride in a drone I'm piloting. I don't know how to land them yet. I crash them only.
Crash all my drones.
Crashing drones, you guys. Right. That shit's so hip. That's such a millennial move, crashing drones.
Let's just leave it in the bumper wrap.
Young kids crashing drones. That's how I feel, young and fresh. And I just crash drones every day.
Right. Into people for prank videos. So it was just a prank, dog.
On your Amazon deliveries.
Fuck your wedding.
I just took your nose off. It was a prank, dog. What
when pranks go wrong?
It was a prank, dog.
I love those videos.
That makes
no,
it
why
okay.
Are you about to beat my ass? It was a prank, dude.
That's exactly how it goes, too.
Why you knock me out? It was a prank.
Oh, no.
You guys, wheel, let's spin some wheel. Come on, spin the wheel.
Spin the wheel?
Spin the
wheel. Is it someone else's turn for the wheel, or is it, what do you want to do?
I spun it like
I don't know,
five,
what did
six
you
times,
do to
man.
It? It's not even alive.
Oh, fuck, man.
Just spin the wheel a couple times and pass it, bro. You haven't done this before?
Oh, no, it's a Windows tablet, so you push that button and you wait a minute. Then you can spin a wheel.
Noob.
What happened?
All
right. Technology.
Ready?
Spin it. Spin the wheel. The wheel. It spins. The answer. It's beholden unto us.
The marketing game!
Yeah!
What the fuck is that?
We get to market a product. We get to bring a product to the market where marketing happens to it.
We get to be like super capitalist.
People are going to buy
and
sell
about being a market.
Dude, you guys, I've got so many ideas ready for this, ready to go.
Get
right
ready.
Now.
Okay.
Yeah. Right now.
Do you have a product you want to take to market and use?
I have a business that I'd like to take to market.
Let's do it.
I have a business.
Well, don't talk about it on the podcast.
Let's get that shit forever.
It's perfect. It's been my dream.
It was Shark Tank time. We're going to Shark Tank his idea up. We're going to shark it out.
I feel like there are certain foods that shouldn't be separated.
What?
You shouldn't separate certain foods.
Like
Chinese food. I feel like you should separate Chinese food. Honestly, it all ends up in a bowl when I get it home, and I just mix it all together with a fork. Now, here's the idea. We cook different foods that are good together, and we throw them in blenders, and you can eat them with spoons.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, like
it's
curry
called
and
regurgitators.
Rice?
I remember talking about this like when I first met this guy.
Oh. Yes.
he knows
this is an idea that I've had for so long. I want to make this live.
He's really been talking about
it.
Seriously, foods that you mix together anyway, why not have them mixed together already?
And hot and delicious.
And sell them for more because you put that work into mixing them together.
Right.
So why have the customer waste
so
their
much convenience?
Finite energy. The decision-making power that we each have each day, the muscles and the calories that we have, this finite amount that can be taken from us at any moment in this fragile life we all live.
Yeah.
Why waste that by having fragile, innocent customers mix their foods together on their own?
Especially with
dying inside from the energy.
The to-go possibilities. We could put them in Go-Gurt tubes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Straight
damn.
Up. Go-Gurt,
like,
mashed potatoes.
The lid off this whole operation.
Meatloaf and
gravy.
Rice. Mashed potatoes and gravy should already be together. I don't understand why they're two separate foods.
Oh, wait.
It's ridiculous.
Chimichangas.
Right?
I think I just said it like that.
I think I'm seriously bitter that mashed potatoes and gravy are two separate things, that there's this and between, and that they're not just perpetually mixed at all times.
Oh, wait. Okay.
It's disgusting to me. To have mashed potatoes or gravy without one another, it should go on the
doesn't
meat already
sense.
With potatoes in it.
Yeah.
I feel that.
This is an abomination we've put up with for too long.
Throw a steak
with
in there.
Steak, with the steak.
Damn.
In steak the should be set. Part of the fluid.
I want tasty food paste in my mouth at all times.
Right.
There's nowhere I can go for that.
It eliminates the confusion about which utensil to use. You know, do I like use a fork for the chow mein mixed with the sweet and sour chicken? No, you ain't got to worry about that. It's in a tube.
Squeeze it into your mouth.
That's it. All right, there's one utensil. Fuck forks, man.
There is one utensil!
Universal.
Fuck forks!
Universal.
Stop calling into the night in vain!
All hail the universe's one utensil. All worship the universe's one utensil.
That really sounds like some shit.
Yo.
Wow.
Damn.
The universe is one utensil.
And we just started a new religion, too.
That's a cult.
Hashtag
hell yeah,
the universe is one utensil.
You guys, are you ready to make millions?
I really sincerely want this product. No, I've got so many.
Dope.
There's so many, like, meals I had with my mom back in the day, for real. Real talk, like corned beef and rice, meatloaf and rice. Any kind of Chinese food, you
and
just
rice.
Mix it all together anyway. Anything with rice should just be mixed with something already and just Go-Gurt tubed up to me.
I want to tell you, I'm getting really emotional right now.
Yeah.
You guys are the only people that have ever told me that this idea is good. I might cry.
Who have you been hanging out with
right now?
Right?
You've been hanging out with people that have been wasting their energy, letting their lives
visionaries.
Piddle away. Yes, not just slurping their food up like efficient business people.
No one understands me.
No.
They aren't capitalists.
Not just efficient, it's delicious.
That's a bonus, sorry. That's a bonus.
It's not just efficient, it's delicious. That's
right.
How you know you won the marketing game. That's the,
right.
the noise
that's
for that.
That's the tagline. Yeah.
Hey.
I love it.
Damn.
It's not just efficient, it's delicious. I'm going to be thinking about this for a minute. You guys are going to find these interesting melted Ziploc bag food devices that are going to be my prototype of Jeremy's idea I took next week at First Friday.
This isn't Ziploc bags.
Oh, damn.
Just leaving my people's
together,
doors.
Yeah.
Like,
it's like leaking and shit.
It's just like a duct tape tube that
we should give them out at shows. Just throw them out into the crowd.
They're like popping on people and stuff.
It's got post-its on it, shit, like
dude, you can
mashed
the world.
Potatoes.
Yeah. It's like eggs and chorizo.
I heard somewhere the biggest problem with world hunger is not the fact that we can't grow enough food, it's that we can't get it to people.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm telling you, tube food would solve our problems. You just throw that at helicopters every way you go. You can fucking get a potato gun or t-shirt gun and just plop that shit into another country.
Yeah, get
fucking
those drones to stop dropping bombs. Right. Start dropping some freaking tube deliciousness.
Drop some tube
tube-liciousness.
I want to shoot someone in the face with a t-shirt gun full of my tasty meat poop so bad.
Oh, man.
It's terrible.
That has to be real.
This is
terrible, but great.
We have to make it real.
That's too real. That's too good.
That was fire.
That's a successful marketing game.
It's true.
Yeah.
I want to buy it.
Okay. Our original marketing game, we're sticking that on next week because that one was too fire. And I'm thinking if we spin this wheel again, we might get to some news to argue about.
Let's just bitch on some news.
Let's just bitch on some news.
What's up?
Do you want me to spin this? We bitching on some news?
Oh, we got.
What am I doing?
Just spin it anyway because YOLO.
And then we'll just like,
we're gonna ignore
we'll just
that you're
veto
doing that.
It and it'll be news anyway.
Yeah.
It doesn't listen to me. Thou shalt not.
What happened?
Oh, you haven't worked on
it's
your fingers.
News.
It's news. It's news, you guys. So, did you hear what happened with Wi-Fi security?
Oh, there's some crazy Wi-Fi
it worked with
hack.
My nose.
I spin it with my nose every other time.
What's it called? What's the Wi-Fi hack?
WPA2 is the good... Oh, I forget what the hack is called. It's something generic-y sounding like crack or like...
Yeah.
But
it's good for you. You'll love it.
It's crack.
Oh man, I love crack. What's this?
Wi-Fi exploit. But no, the WPA2, because you know WEP has been like cracked forever ago, and people used to crack the first generation of Wi-Fi encryption like all the time, like all day for sport. But WPA2 is supposed to be the good one. Excuse me, that's supposed to be the business one that shits real business Wi-Fi on. And now, yeah,
kind of shit we're gonna need for food paste?
Yeah. You can decrypt that shit now. So now people, if they really have it out for you. But the thing is, it's not out there yet. There's a ticking fucking countdown till later in the month when the group that figured out the exploit for this actually announces how it works. Mm. But for right now, they're just warning everybody, hey, if you have shit going through the air that you really care about, it's time to
delete it now.
Time to cut some Cat 5. It's time to run some solid lines, because if it's floating over the air in the next couple weeks, then people can just snarf it up and take your identity.
It'll be day zero. Just,
yeah, that's
done.
It'll be day zero at that moment. But the thing is, everyone can just take whoever's identity now anyway, thanks to Equifax. We can just swap each other's identities, no problem.
Yeah. I wonder if I was affected. I don't know.
Dude, half of America was affected, so probably.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I'm hoping it's just all the old people.
Yeah.
For putting up with this Equifax bullshit in the first place. Like, millennials shouldn't have to have identities with Equifax that was, like, being corrupt before they were born and shit. Just just tossing our social security numbers out all willy-nilly.
I had this off the pass. Everything I fill out on any form is always fake.
That's like, the way to do it, man.
The government doesn't know where I live. I've got, like, 3 different addresses. I don't want them finding me when they need me.
Do you ever get junk mail to fake people that you made up? Like, I used to get shit to Rabbi Rock and Cereo Carpins. And, oh, there's one guy.
See, you're on another game entirely.
Captain Worthless. I used to get calls by military recruiters for Captain Worthless. It's like, dude, he's already a captain. Why are you bugging him? Yeah, because I would just fill out web stuff back in the day with fake names all the time.
Right.
And they like, get don't want to offend. They're like, can I speak to Captain Worthless, please?
It was like the... They were always like afraid to say it, like they're pronouncing it wrong. It's like, yeah, no, he's already a captain.
You're like, yeah.
Just look up your records.
And
I thought this was the military.
I was hoping to speak to an idiot right about now, and coincidentally, you called. Thanks, pal.
Oh, yeah, have a good fucking day. If I was that guy, I wouldn't even call.
Right,
like,
yeah.
Like, Captain
just
Worthless,
skip over
like,
that
what?
One.
Like,
but the thing is,
no,
the thing is, you know, that it's an underling calling, and they have to, or their boss is going to come down.
Why'd you skip this person?
Right. Why'd you skip Captain Worthless? You could be the best captain in the military. Like, yeah, and you could be a fucking idiot, too. Right.
Did you guys see
that? I have this email I made for, I was going to do this whole thing back in the day. This was when I was younger. This is gonna like start like this whole like news project of like making people wear like my own like InfoWars type of thing, like put out like brochure. I had like a whole brochure written up on like
Foreside.
What?
Fluoricide.
But yeah, no. Fluoric
is that where you
acid.
Kill flowers?
Fluoride?
Fluoricide?
Fluoride. No, fluoride.
Fluoride. What the hell did I say? Fluoride.
It's like, and I was like getting all into it, and I was like, I gotta make a fake identity so the government doesn't find me. And I was like, it asked me what my name was, and I was like, Gabriel Princip. If you don't know, this is the guy who started World War I. And then, like, later down the line, I thought about it. I was like, dude, like, people probably see that as so suspect. Like, you can't just start your organization with the name of the first terrorist ever.
It's like, wait, what?
That deserved a stinger.
Thank you.
So, more news. England people hump in a Domino's.
That's actually like a news story. Somewhere.
That's really true. Two people humping in a Domino's.
Well, no, but I mean,
the pizza.
I'm sure that happens all the time in England, but that's actually like a news story.
Well, it's because I think they've finished.
Do they not finish over there?
How do you think Domino's gets their white sauce?
Hey, when the tea is done. Like, you know what I mean? You got to stop everything.
When you're
you
out of tea. Yeah.
So what is this? Explain this to me. They were just humping in the Domino's?
And no one stopped them.
Is what it is? Is it?
Yeah.
It started with oral, and then it moved on to just pumping against the counter. And the employees just kind of, like, watched on the security camera and then tweeted it. And then the government was like, nah, the government stepped in. They almost
Domino's.
Went to jail. They like barely skirted
like,
past jail
Like, you go all
time.
The way to Domino's, and Domino's was like, this is kind of funny. And the government's like, no!
Yes! Yeah, Domino's didn't press any charges or anything.
Like, this is great publicity.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Two people are humping at Domino's.
You guys, I bought Domino's pizza yesterday because it was on my mind. Red alert.
We're going to make a new glaze for the crust.
Terror alert level.
Brown.
Between orange and yellow. That's really bad, right? That's the bad terror level, right? Yeah.
Oh man, okay.
Domino's humping. I got caught humping behind a bar once by a bum.
The bum caught you, or you were humping?
No. So I got caught in the bar humping my girlfriend at the time.
Was she a bum?
No. But I mean,
you guys equal gender rights for homeless people.
She lived off of my money, and she lived in my house. If that makes her a bum,
yeah,
yes.
More women listeners, hello. But no, we went out back and we started humping by the dumpster. Super classy, like.
I like how that rhymes.
Yeah.
Humping by the dumpster. Cool.
Yeah. And all of a sudden I hear this, hey! And it's this fucking bum. And he's over there and we're like, whoa! And I was like, dude, this is what I didn't understand. Why didn't you just let this happen? You could have sat. I would have been cool with you having a free show. You could have like sat and wanked it your whole lunch hour there. I don't give a shit. You know what I mean? But like, don't like This is no. What are you doing?
It's not about you.
This is not about you.
Throw you off at that point. You know,
you ruined my evening.
This is a public area.
I can't. Oh.
This was kind of sort of like disgustingly romantic before you. Shit
this
on
is
it
where
with
he
your
got
presence.
You know, see, like, he wants you to pay rent on that dumpster. That's his dumpster, right?
I think he wanted to get in on it.
Well, hey, that's what
I
do.
I think he wanted a piece
of brother,
that ass.
Can I slip in?
Yeah. You're supposed to be like, hey, not like,
yeah,
hey.
He was so threatening about it. He was like, hey. Like, you were supposed, like, if he had wanted to get in on it, he should have, like, swooped a finger on the shoulder.
Right, like,
I might have finished my business and just left her there to get railed.
Like, right,
Jesus.
Okay.
More women listeners.
I was about to say.
Relationships.
Could have just been his turn next.
Yeah.
Well,
hey,
Seth.
Only if she was cool with it. Only if she was cool
That's
with
right.
it.
That's right.
You never know what someone's cool for, so I mean, you know, you can't just say no, you know what I'm saying?
There's a certain allure to a person who doesn't have a home. They just live on the streets like a rebel, like a renegade through the danger of discovering. Hey, so you guys, there's IKEA dressers that are there's IKEA dressers killing kids all over. They're just jumping on toddlers.
Yeah, real tragedy. Real tragedy.
No, for reals, there's an IKEA dresser that was recalled a year ago, And a lot of people didn't find out about the recall because you're used to like cars or things that are usually dangerous getting recalled. But you don't like check the mail to see if any of your furniture is like suddenly dangerous.
Yeah.
So these dressers were just like lying dormant waiting for children to be nearby them. And then they just drink child blood.
This is my thing though, right? Like, did they really have to recall it? Or is it like an issue of you don't teach your kids not to crawl on dressers so that it falls on them and crushes them?
This dresser is so bad that like just the presence of a toddler pushing down on the earth near it makes it fall over. It falls over so easy.
I mean, that's a bit hard to believe. I kind of want to believe you, but I kind of also really want to believe that kids are just really dumb because they don't know fucking anything.
I'm going to try and pull out my Alex Jones
once again
impression.
I think it's 50-50.
I think it's just a eugenics project started by Hillary.
It's a false flag operation by the deep state
to kill the children.
We have to outlaw liberal furniture.
The worst Alex Jones impression ever. I'm sorry I did that.
Yeah.
What the fuck is liberal furniture? Is that a Papasan chair? Is that liberal furniture?
Yeah, there's liberal
furniture. Papasan chair is such a liberal piece of furniture.
Papasan chair is a liberal furniture, then I'm fucking, I'm obviously all
then you're
right.
A total cuck.
Fucking can't stand Papasan chairs. We had like almost like a relationship
one.
Ending arguments
them.
Over a Papasan chair. Like, it's one of those things where you stand on one line or the other. So, like, me and my girlfriend had been living in this apartment for a while, and we had this Papasan chair, and I fucking hated this thing. There was nowhere you could put it where it didn't take up all the room in the apartment. It was just not, and she wouldn't put it outside, because the HOA was like, you can't put it outside. So, like, finally, we, like, just, like, it was, like, months of screaming at each other, and finally she was like, just get rid of it. I was like, thank fucking God. It went in the dumpster. This guy moved in with me like 2 weeks later, and they brought a fucking Papasan chair. Not today!
It's so comfy, though.
They're so
comfy. And you know what? The funny thing is, I hardly sit in it. Like, it just sits in the backyard now in our new place.
It's firewood. Man. It's future firewood.
They're so selfish, though, is the funny thing. Like, you try to get someone to come in the Papa chair with you. And like it's just a fallover situation. Like
really strategic because you have to stay in the middle.
Yes,
to keep it going.
It's so sexy because of the danger.
You know what I'm saying? You're trying to get in. Like, and if you're at the party and there's a Papasan chair, try to get her in the Papasan chair.
Yeah, because there's no way you're gonna accidentally put your hand somewhere you don't intend to, just trying to stop the thing from falling over.
Yep,
it's like a hammock.
Y'all just get close. It just happens. You just.
It doesn't have that hammock reputation, though, so it's like a sneaky hammock.
Female listeners, avoid the Papasan chairs.
We're racking them up.
Yeah. Hashtag Papasan gang.
50% of 50% of all legitimate children started with a Papasan chair.
Oh, man.
50% true.
No, if you're going to have sex with a homeless person.
This is fake news. Wang, right?
Everything's 50-50. Everything.
Whenever I make love to a homeless person, it's always in a Papasan chair.
Oh,
dude.
I love it.
Dude, you guys, a fidget spinner was used in Zero G. That's news.
Yeah. It was everything you thought it would be.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, a fidget spinner was used as a... it wasn't a fidget spinner used as a butt plug. It was a specially handcrafted butt plug that was also a fidget spinner.
That's way more interesting than the first
thing. And difficult to use properly. Like, not every anus is going to be able to accommodate a fidget spinner and give it space to spin properly.
Like... Can they
wait? Hold on. Does it spin in your ass or outside?
No, outside.
Of your ass?
I don't think it's like a little airplane.
I don't think it's gonna work for that big booty. Like,
no.
Yeah. I think you need some little booty for that fidget spinner.
That's what I was implying.
Yeah.
But do you have a booty fetish or you
have also make plus size ones?
Yeah, you have
also,
to suck also, plus one.
You're missing a whole.
Also, dude, booty's not gonna work. I've realized that our assholes are way deeper in our bodies than women assholes are.
It depends on who you know.
Maybe I have seen a lot of dude buttholes, but I feel like every woman butthole is like on the surface, and like mine, I have to like. Like, oh my God, why are you so far up in my body?
I think we gotta do a butthole census now.
More women listeners is what you want.
Inquiring minds
more women listeners is what you shall have, my friend.
Oh, yeah. working on it.
Worth it.
We're getting there.
Okay, Google, also known as Alphabet now, the parent company of Google is now Alphabet. So it's technically them. But they're flying balloons over Puerto Rico now with Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi balloons over Puerto Rico. Someone's helping helping fucking the PRs out over there.
So
my blood, I'm half Puerto Rican. No one can tell.
So all those articles about Wi-Fi killing plants, does anyone think that Google just might be on the rampage to kill the rainforest?
Worth it.
Totally.
That is the real end goal. They're like, let's pick somewhere. Okay, here we go. The destruction of all life starts now.
Yeah. No,
Why not fly it over to Amazon? They're going to do that.
The Amazon doesn't have as many...
Because Puerto Rico is the best tester spot. If you're
and
they're
going to have a cover story.
Yeah, if you're going to start it, you start it on a little island like fucking Puerto Rico. You don't take on the whole Amazon at once, motherfucker.
Right. You're right.
This isn't rational discourse, all right? And this is conspiracy time.
Remember what we were exclusively reporting on a couple episodes ago in Puerto Rico? People were, like, calling up family members and telling each other, like, okay, it's going to be really bad. Get ready for the storm. With things like, okay, take the mango trees, take them inside. Grab, you know, like different types. Like, this guy listed off things that he was telling his family to, like, take into the garage and prepare for the storm and stuff. And, like, 60% of them were trees that had tropical fruits.
Right. And then, and then the house just gets leveled anyway.
Can handle some Wi-Fi.
Awesome. Yeah.
It's going to be hot Wi-Fi and mangoes in Puerto Rico.
I mean, at least they got some mangoes out of that bitch.
They know what to do with their trees to handle a little Wi-Fi. Right.
Yeah. I'm sure soon they'll bring be on the Wi-Fi fruit.
And the balloons also drop paper towels. Because that's the two things they need most. Not water and baby food. Because Puerto Rico is not like struggling to have people stop people from breaking into sewage facilities to try to get water to drink. And try to figure out how to feed their babies.
Oh my God.
They need paper fucking towels.
Clear up a flood. I mean, there's just no other way, all right?
Yeah.
Let's give
you the opposite of
all
water.
All my problems are solved once I can get on Facebook and live stream
and
like
I have
a fucking
paper
decent
towels.
Human being. I'm sorry. I hope I'm not yelling too loud in your
mouth. Nah, I'm fucking on
really
the slider.
I really do have that Alex Jones projection kind of thing.
That's good. Now you're too quiet.
That's good.
I don't know.
Ratings,
you might not
though.
Even be close. You're like so
that's
far away
ratings.
From it right now.
Well,
you guys,
you're
gonna go through
the
whole
like,
podcast.
I
like,
tried to like.
You guys, the show is over, but I have to bring up one more thing, and that's that KFC started secretly following 11 herbs and spices. The 5 Spice Girls and 4 people named Herb.
What?
They just started following that secretively.
That's not
but like
a real
year
thing.
Ago. Yeah, no. KFC's marketing. Remember how they made that giant thing in the middle of the Nevada desert? There was like a giant thing on the ground of different panels of different colors so that only like satellites and survey planes could see a big old KFC logo in the middle of the
Jesus.
Nevada
Wait,
desert.
What?
KFC has Jesus. The hardest core like underground marketing ever. Jesus. So like a year ago on their Twitter account, they followed 11 herbs and spices just to see if anyone would notice and retweet it or anything. And finally someone noticed and tweeted about it. And it's like a giant tweet this week.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
That's some hardcore.
They have that underground marketing.
Yo. This reminds me of Hella Spiders. Do you guys remember Hella Spiders?
I don't.
Hella Spiders?
Hella Spiders, bro.
KFC's
I'm not
going to
explain
game
it.
It's really hard.
If we're checking out, I'm just going to leave.
No. Oh, explain
before,
it on the video feed. I'm going to cut
before we do
the audio.
Before you cut the audio, I just want to do a couple plugs. Is that okay?
Plug it.
Okay. So Awesome Possum has a show on the 2nd at Triple B's. It's going to be 8 pre-sale, 12 at the door. And I'm also starting my own all-ages open mic every Thursday at Grouchy John's. The Charleston location, not the Henderson location. If you go to Henderson, you're going to be disappointed.
Grouchy John's open mic. It's a Thursday.
Exactly. Thursday starts at 6. Thanks so much for letting me on, guys. I had a great time.
Hell yeah. More with them on the Facebook video feed. Hop on more with them.
Yeah, I'm going to put my dad.